All right, John, we're playing Name That Tune. No?
You got me.
Oh, okay. I figure with your like long history in Christian broadcasting, it's Newsboys. Take me to your leader, because we're talking to Kristen Rhodes, my dear friend, longtime friend, who is also the chair of the board for Leadership Santa Rosa. Kristen, and also fills in for me once in a while, is on the wrap and does all kinds of cool things. She's a really sharp lady. Kristen, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm so happy to be with you this morning. Well, I feel like I haven't talked to you and John in forever.
I know. It's been a while. Well, sharpen everything except that you're you're a Bengals and a Reds fan, but we can forgive all that. You know, from Ohio, you can't really fix it. So.
Why do you have to have a burn so early in the morning?
Hey, you can get on me for the Cardinals. I mean, it's fine. We're all terrible this year. So the reason I wanted to have you on is because people may not realize that the deadline to apply for Leadership Santa Rosa has extended, has changed a little bit. But also, there's been some changes with Leadership Santa Rosa that people might not be aware of. Is that right?
Yes, it's been a really exciting year for Leadership Santa Rosa. For many people, you've known that Leadership Santa Rosa, which is very similar to LEAP. People are very familiar with LEAP in Pensacola. It has been a round in engaging leaders and teaching people about Santa Rosa County for over 41 years. It was originally started as a program of the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce, and for at least half of its lifespan, it's been supported by all of the chambers in the county. So it's really had developed into a countywide supported leadership program. And so after, you know, all of the great success that the chamber had set Leadership Santa Rosa up for, we felt that it was a great time to evolve the program into an independent 501c3 that is still supported by all of our partner chambers in the county. So that way we can really focus our efforts and our resources and everything on bringing the whole county together, bringing all of those chambers together to really support it as a true countywide initiative. So we're really excited that happened this year, and we are off and running.
Got it. Okay. And for people who do not know, Leadership Pensacola and Leadership Santa Rosa and all the leadership programs, the basic principle is people who might be sort of either up and coming and sometimes more well-established, there's all kinds of ages involved in this, but people who might want to learn more about what goes on in an area or become more connected with other similarly situated leaders and up and coming leaders in an area. You go through this program. It's typically a year long. And, you know, once a month you get together for a day, and the day can be all kinds of stuff. I've done both Leadership Pensacola and Leadership Santa Rosa, both fantastic programs. But you get to learn what makes Santa Rosa County tick, or in Leadership Pensacola's case, what makes Pensacola and Escambia County tick. And it's, really, really effective. And for me, the value partially was learning, but partially was just connecting with people. Like, making those connections have been some of my longest, most enduring and meaningful connections, right?
Absolutely. And I believe your farm piece with Ryan Jenkins,
yeah,
didn't that happen kind of as a connection through Agribusiness Day through Leadership Santa Rosa?
That's
so
it.
There's so many wonderful things.
I met Ryan when we visited his farm for Leadership Santa Rosa, and that grew into this whole thing for the show. Absolutely. That's right. Yeah.
We have found that there are people, even if they have lived in Santa Rosa County their entire lives, if when they go through the program, there are things that they learn about their community that they had no idea was going on, or ways that they could get connected. So it really is, don't think that you shouldn't go through the program because you've lived here or worked here forever. You think you are very connected and know what's going on. I guarantee you there's going to be things that you learn about.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, in both cases, you know, sort of lifelong friends, people that I met, and I think of, you know, particularly with Leadership Pensacola, Josh Newby and Tommy Leiter and Will Condon and Brett Aldridge. I mean, like, I just think of, you know, it's an amazing thing to think back on, you know, who all was in that class with me and, you know, what those folks have meant to me since. So I'm a big fan of both of these programs. What's the thing that's happened now with Leadership Santa Rosa, the application deadline? You guys have pushed that back a little bit, in part because of, with the spinoff and the changes, you want to get the word out and have people have a little bit longer to apply. Is that right?
Yes. So one thing I do want to mention, especially for those that may be familiar with LEAP, is one thing that's different from our program is that ours runs more on a calendar year. So we have orientation for our new class in December, and then their full class starts in January throughout the calendar year, and then they graduate the following December. And so we are normally The end of October is the deadline for applications, so we can get everyone selected and ready for orientation in December. But one of the things we did with this transition was we brought some additional technology into play. So we have a website now, leadershipsantarosafl.com. That FL is very important because there is a Santa Rosa, California.
Right? Yeah.
Which we did receive an application from somebody in California for next year's class.
That's funny.
So make sure you go to leadershipsantarosafl.com and you can apply online. So the whole application is digital. So that is one of the new things. But also with the government shutdown, we also found that we have a lot of people like folks at Whiting and some others that typically go through the class, and they are in a little bit of a holding pattern right now. So because of that, we've also extended
there,
the application deadline to November 7th.
Holding pattern for the Whiting people. It's funny. Right. And in my class, I think probably a quarter of the class was Whiting folks. So that's a big difference to not have them. And they may be able to come online, obviously, if the government shutdown ends soon enough, hopefully. So, well, excellent. So LeadershipSantaRosaFL.com. Actually, hang on for just a second, Kristen. Let me get John Pickens in here with traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you. No delays either. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And I do want to remind people that tonight, overnight from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., the I-10 bridge over 9 Mile at exit 5 is going to be closed. Eastbound bridge is going to be closed. So you're going to have to go down the off-ramp and come back up. The on-ramp is how they're routing traffic. Do expect that until 6 a.m. tomorrow. So do expect that to possibly affect your commute if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 at that time. Back to Kristen Rhodes, the board chair for the Leadership Santa Rosa Board of Directors. Kristen, you were just about to say, last thoughts on this. Who needs to apply? What's the deadline? Any other information they need before they go to the website?
Absolutely. So November 7th is the extended deadline for applications. And I would just say one of the things that's going to make this, especially transition to an independent 501c3, successful is our alumni like you and others that have gone through the program. So think of people in your network that you think, you know what, I'm not sure if they've gone through the program or not because it's been going on for, you know, we're taking applications for class 39 now. But just reach out to them and say, hey, I really enjoyed this program. I think you might too. Go to the website, leadershipsantarosafl.com. Look at the program, apply. I think you would really enjoy it. And so we need our alumni to help push that word about the transition and the applications too.
And I mean, certainly people who live in Santa Rosa, this is a big opportunity for you. But, you know, a lot of the people in my Leadership Santa Rosa class were from Escambia as well. Whether they want to learn more about Santa Rosa, they do business in Santa Rosa, or they're thinking about like kind of growing into Santa Rosa and want to make connections. It's all of that stuff it's useful for. Kristen Rhodes, again, the board chair for Leadership Santa Rosa Board, now that they have become an independent 501c3. Kristen, thanks for the time. Great to talk to you. Great to hear your voice. And hopefully for both of us, baseball season's better next year.
Let's hope and pray every year.
Thanks so much for the time this morning. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.